sa marami pa akong gusto ng kwento sa mga ganyan. Bawat each aspect, I have so much to say. And so pag talagang pag sinabi mo sa akin may 1 minute, ako parang na, it's not fair.
That's true.
But to be said, for example, sa atin, our mindset natin is really employment. Eh. And although walang masama sa employment, to me, competition. If you can try to be better, even as an employee, even as a manager, there has to be, parang dapat nagko-compete ka naman. Talaga nga, alam ko yan, lahat ng bayan sa mong Pilipinas, isang klase lang ang competition, beauty contest lang. Kaya lahat kami na imbitahan, a good deal of the time of the politician is used as a crowning beauty queens. Na wala naman masama. O pero talaga marami oras ang naubusan. Kasi lahat ng piyesta, it's normally highlighted by the crowning of the fiesta queen. And malaking pera na nag-asos dyan. And in time, lahat ng leader nandyan, lahat ng politiko. Because yun ang main event eh. Pero sometimes, pag naisip mo rin, ang daming sayang na energy and money and effort doon. Although, nung una ko sabihin yan, aalisin mo yan, sabi ko aalisin, ang dami nag-aalit sa akin. Kaya sinasabi ko na ngayon, dadagdagan ko yan. Yung beauty contest, magkakaroon din tayo ng mga productivity contest, pinakamataas na harvest per hectare, pinakamalaking yield per hectare, yung pinakamalaking baboy, basta yung kung ano yung product nyo sa town, then there must be a competition from among the players there. Pagandahan kayo ng ganyan, pagandahan ng bag, pinaka-successful entrepreneur, yung pinaka-tagumpay, iba, ganun contest. In addition to the beauty contest.
So dapat na rin.
Sir, on behalf of the online community, we would like to thank you for sharing your time with us. But I'm not saying we're closing, Lord.
Okay.
I'm only asking a question.
Ay. Okay naman sa akin yun. Kasi alam mo, mas unhappy pa ako sa ganito. I realize, mas kauti lang naman ang nakakaalam, nakikinig. Kesa sa TV, mas marami. Pero sometimes,
we are going to post the video.
Oh, but I also enjoy this because it mas nasasabi ko sa sarili ko ba? Kasi parang hirap talaga yung 1 minute, that's 2 minutes. Parang ito talaga, I'm willing to be scrutinized and asked and evaluated. And wala akong problema sa hard questions. Wala akong problema. Because to me naman, hindi ko naman sinasabi perfect ako. Hindi ko naman sinasabi alam ko lahat. I'm just saying that hopefully, mas marami akong alam kasi hindi. But to me, I just want to show that of all the candidates, ako naman ang capable of experience. Of course, sabi ko nga, no guarantees.
Yeah. So with the online community growing by the day, will there be any place in your administration for, let's say, supporting the online community or giving it much importance, or how can we help you in your administration?
Sa akin, alam natin ang future ito. Alam natin lahat yan. It's just a matter of time. And in fact, every year, dumadami yan. And may mga industries na pakunti ng pakunti. And dyan nga, pakunti ng pakunti. Radio. But this is one area, padami ng padami. And to me, do not lose this as a tool to achieve what we want. So if we want progress, for example, halimbawa kung gusto natin talaga makatulong sa ekonomiya, magagamit din ito. So, binibiro ko nga isang mayari ng TV station. Sabi ko, alam mo, pinakamalaking influence sa mga tao natin, attitude ng mga tao, ang TV. Tama. So, kaya, kung tingin mo ang mali, hindi maganda ng mga Pilipino, kayo may isalanan. Binibiro ko lang. Of course, hindi mo naman ginagalit yun. Kaya lang. But, kayo sabi mo, talaga naman, sila nag-influence, di ba? So, kung ano yung influence yun, yun na lumalabas eh. And so I'm saying that even sa online, the influence of this video is increasing and will be increasing habang tumatagal. Kaya, to me, yung naging kakulangan nung bawat television or radio, pwede magpunan ito. And yung lessons noon, naging kasi masyado ng commercial eh, na talagang parang, they give what the consumers want. Hindi, kulang na yung parang itama din. Itong online sayang, lalo sa youth, malakas to sa youth. This is I consider this as an opportunity to change yung thinking of our youth.
What do you think is the role of
sloggers
or the new media in an administration
like this? Well, the mere fact that I'm here, if I do not look at this as important, I would maybe, I would probably spend 15 minutes with you and say goodbye. But I've spent, and this is not the first.
No, this was not the first.
Marami na to. And I've always been open to this group and iba-iba. And I sabi ko nga sa iyo, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. No? I mean, yung mahilig ako doon eh. Dapat naipakita mo eh. Kaya pag sinabi mo, ah, importante sa akin yan. Eh, nakapag-ano ka na ba sa kanila? Hindi pa nga, pero yun yung sinasabi ko. That is the difference eh, what, na yung aking pinipresenta. Na lahat naman na sinasabi ko, when I say na gusto ko i-promote yung arts and culture and given sports and baka. When you look at what I'm doing now, you will understand na I mean what I said. When I say this, pag di naman nagawa, liderato, I mean it, having been speaker, etc. Yung mga ganun bagay ba? And now, I say that this is important, but I can say that whenever I get to be invited here, I attend. Hindi, may mga grupo na hindi ako na-attend. Kasi, hindi naman sa hindi ako naniniwala, but in terms of importance, kasi I have limited time din eh. But I consider this medium as the medium of the future. So magandang alam mo na eh. And, yeah, yan na yan eh.
50% of the youth are
online. Yan na yan eh. Kaya, ako, hindi ko ina-underestimate ito. Kunta, gusto ko. I like this kasi mas ganito ako sa mga mas free-willing. Because, yeah. Doon mo talaga na, alam mo, mahirap yung pag ginanito na magbabasa ka pa eh. Kasi, mahirap yun.
Going back again to the RH Bill, somebody asked, if Senator Villar is against the RH Bill law, how can we ever address major poverty issues in our country? He may say pro-life, but the lack of comprehensive population policy will set us back for many years.
Alam mo, how can you whether we like it or not, we're 92 million Filipinos now. And to right me, now. To me, competence, pagka meron yan, pag napamahalaan na maayos ang ating ekonomiya, pag sumigla yan, yung mga problema na na-attribute sa paglaki ng populasyon, maha-handle naman yan. In fact, we have one advantage later on if we succeed. Alam mo, ang isang great nation, malaking population. Hindi ko naman sinasabing that is the only reason why one will be great. But the reason why India and China, the BRIC nations, the Brazil, India, China, and Brazil, Russia, malalaking population din yan. Hindi ko sinasabi na malaki population, therefore maganda. I'm just saying, if properly managed, properly handled, we can turn this disadvantage into an advantage. But precisely, we need to handle this properly.
The users are enjoying this chat, by the way. Yeah. They want us to order lunch para umaba pa.
This is what they're saying,
you nag-enjoy daw sila.
Nag-enjoy din ako.
Order na daw kami.
Ngayon kasi, ako mas happy ako dito eh. Ako kasi gusto ko lang masabihin yung gusto ko.
Nag-enjoy daw kami. More. Ayun. Okay, more questions? Okay, Rochelle. Charter change? Personal. Have you pursued part charter change?
This is, hindi priority. Pero hindi ako takot dyan. Parang, ang charter change is something that is done everywhere. The constitution is not the Ten Commandments. It can be amended. But Kaya nga lang, pag tuwing i-amend yan na malapit na matapos ang term, napapagsuspecha na kaya ina-amend yan para ma-extend ang term. Pero yung legitimate na amendment ng Constitution to improve one the country can be done. It's not going to be priority, but I'm not going to be afraid of it.